Hi there, podcaster. My name is Jay, and welcome to my podcasting journal. My mission is to help you become a better podcaster by sharing what I'm learning on my podcasting journey. How do people consume your show? And why is that important? I think it's really critical, really crucial to understand how your listener listens to your shows, and for a couple of reasons. Number one, it can help us craft the show to make sure it's the best listening experience that it can be. But there's another consideration, and that's how people are using the special features in podcast playing apps in a way that almost makes some of the work we do to make our show sound great redundant. So let's start first about talking about where your listeners are listening. So for podcasts, most people are listening to podcasts as a secondary activity while doing something else. So maybe commuting to work, they're in their car, maybe they're doing household chores, gardening, whatever. It's unusual, I think, for people to just sit down in a chair, put headphones on, and just listen and give it a total attention. I think the only sort of podcast where that happens is probably fiction or drama podcast where the whole ambiance of it really matters. But for the most part, I think for 99% of podcasts, people are usually doing other things. So I think it's really important that you, when you have a chance in your editing process to listen back, to monitor your recording, to listen to it with different sorts of equipment. So if you can listen to it in a car, how does it sound? How does it sound when you're driving? Is it too bassy? Because if it's too resonant and bassy, sometimes the vocals get, well, you just can't hear it. So it might mean that if you think that your audience, perhaps you've got a business podcast and people might be listening to it on their commute, then you might want to tune it so that it has less bass and a little bit more high end, a little bit more mid and treble. If it's somebody like to do household chores, well, then perhaps they're listening to it on a pair of cheap earbuds that they got free with their phone. So spending time on getting super high quality audio EQ might just be wasting your time. I'm not saying produce sloppy episodes and sloppy sound, but if you think your audience isn't going to need the highest sound fidelity, then that's extra time that you can save in post-production. So do listen to your podcast in different ways, even through home speakers. I'm not convinced that many people listen through home speakers just because if they're at home doing chores, sometimes people have to go into different rooms and it's a bit of a pain to have to switch between speakers. But try it out on earbuds. Try it out. Listen to your show in a car or whatever. See how it sounds. Go shopping even and see how it sounds in a supermarket. How clear is your voice when you're surrounded by people chattering? So now let's talk about the apps that people use to listen to the podcast, because not everybody uses Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. There's a big core audience out there of power listeners to podcasts who have downloaded apps so that they can subscribe to their favorite shows and use the features in these apps. And you're probably one of them. So why does this matter? Well, I want you to listen to this.
Podcasters. And recently I've just come across a mic that really looks very interesting to me, to the extent that I'm going to buy it. I haven't got it yet, but I want to take you through my thought processes of why I've chosen this mic. So the mic I'm looking at is called the Sontronics Podcast Pro. It's an XLR only mic and currently it's retailing for £99 at sterling, which I think equates to the time of recording to about 140.
Yeah, that was my show from yesterday. And what I've done is I've used the app Podcast Addict is what I've got installed on my Android phone. And it has a feature on there that will let you play back podcasts at a faster speed. It does it at slower speed as well, but usually people go faster. So that's been speeded up to twice the normal speed. And also, the app can remove silences between words. So it's double speed and the silences between words have been removed. Now, you may think that that sounds awful and no one would ever listen to that, but people do. I know people who consume podcasts in exactly that way. They usually start off with maybe 1.1 speed, work up their way to 1.5 speed, and then eventually they get up to about double speed because power listeners might be subscribing on average to maybe 13 podcasts. And so they want to consume the information as fast as possible so they can get onto the next show. And so they train themselves to listen at this kind of speed. The other thing that apps can do is normalize and EQ. I know that Overcast is a very popular app for Apple devices, and that can actually normalize your show and add EQ effects. Now, you shouldn't rely on that to mean that you don't have to normalize your show and EQ it, because although Overcast does have a significant portion of the app market, it's not complete. But it's one of those things that in a few years' time, maybe all podcast apps will be doing that. So you'll be able to relax a little bit more about learning how to normalize stuff and EQ things. And they're doing it for exactly the reason that you do it in post-production. They want to make sure that every show is loud, clear, and at the same volume. And they want to make sure that people have a good experience, whether in noisy cars or whether they're just out and about. Now, the point I'm making about this, about listeners speeding up stuff and adding EQ or boosting and taking out the silences, is, well, where does that leave us as producers of podcasts? Should we bother with all the stuff that we're doing to make it sound great? Yes, we should. But I think the real takeaway is that people want the content in the majority of cases. Now, there are exceptions, obviously, with audio shows that concentrate on drama or music. In those sorts of instances, listeners might listen at normal speed, or they will listen at normal speed because the ambience and the soundscapes are important. The dramatization is important. The pacing is important. So those shows probably won't be affected by this kind of stuff, by the sort of effects that you can add in podcast players. But if you have a show that's mostly about education or transferring knowledge, then the most important thing that you can do is make sure that your content is incredibly valuable, because it means that people will spend the time to listen to it, even if they got it at double volume and then have taken out the silences. So you can relax about how it sounds and focus more on providing the best content that you can. Okay, I'll leave you to ponder that. But if you're not using an app, then download a couple. So I'm using at the moment Podcast Addict on Android. I can highly recommend Overcast. There are lots of apps out there, so have a listen to them, to your show on there as well. See how it appears as well. See how your show art appears. Apps are really personal. And once I found one that I like, I stick to it. But I do have a range of them installed on my phone, just so that I can see how the show is appearing in all these different apps, to see what the episode art is like, see how much of the show description is coming out, and just seeing the kind of new features that are being added by these app providers to make the listening experience more pleasant, but also more efficient for users. So check them out, install a few, play around with them, experiment with them. And of course, keep having fun. I'll speak to you tomorrow, podcaster. Bye now.